Where do you go when there's no place to go on the Bright Angel Trail? When nature calls,
how
no
do
place
you get that
all.
Job? Arizona
Which
State
one?
Historian. Eventually, Marshall's going to probably want to retire from that, too. I've read all your books, Marshall. I think I'm qualified. Do you appoint somebody? Do I try out for this position?
You want to be a state historian?
Official.
Are you willing to work for the government for no pay?
All right.
That's truth to tell.
That's why I'm still state historian. The only one dumb enough, they could find it was dumb enough to do all this running around on his own dime, I guess. But I get to do a lot of I get to meet a lot of people and do a lot of fun things, and it's good. But next year will be my 20th anniversary.
Well, I'm not even willing to work for the government if I get paid.
Maybe we need to start him a GoFundMe.
Yeah, maybe so.
Pay for Marshall's travels.
Well, you know, you get Marshall.
I'm on all these Western history boards and Arizona history, historical society boards and everything. And we hear about these other board members on these corporations getting millions of dollars for being on a board. And it doesn't work that way people in history and parks and things like that.
That's too bad.
Well, you get Marshall and Rosie together, we can go on for hours and hours and hours, but we're going to have to let Marshall get back to what he's got to do up there at the Payson Book Festival. Marshall, why don't you, in your best official state historian role, throw a big invite to all the Arizona listeners right now to where you are and what you're up to today.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to ask me to do a cowboy poem or something there, and I was going to say, oh, my gosh, which one? No, we want to welcome you all out. We're going to be having entertainers here all day long and meeting the authors, and just want to give a shout-out. And besides, it's going to be about 114 in Phoenix. I know it always rains after a dry spell, but come on up here where you're going to see today probably lots of good clouds and no rain. It's just a small chance of a rain, but it always rains. It always rains somewhere up here.
Somewhere.
It's cool, and boy, it was just sitting outside last night, looking at the pine trees up at Christopher Creek, and I thought this ain't heaven, but it's pretty close to it.
Oh, Marshall, we sure appreciate you taking the time to join us on the show this morning, and wish I could be up there with you today. We will definitely make a plan on being at the third annual Payson Book Festival next year.
All right, because we're already looking forward to the next one.
Fantastic.
A lot of old friends to see up here and see who, first liar doesn't have a chance.
That's right. All right, Marshall, thanks so much for joining us. When you see Roger Naylor, tell him I said hello, and again, give him a little punch in the nose for stealing my retirement job.
All right, I sure will.
Thanks a million.
And good talking to you, Rosie.
Always good talking with you, Marshall. Thanks a million. Here at Rosie on the House, we've got a jam-packed another 3 hours of our show. We have our Rosie Certified Arborist, John Eisenhower, coming in at 8 o'clock, as well as Bill Jenkins from Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping. They'll be talking about everything having to do with your yard, your lawn, your hedges, your trees, your fertilizer, your irrigation system, your hardscape, and whatnot. You might want to get online early. The Outdoor Hour always loads up with a lot of callers, 1-888-767-4348. And then for those of you that have any kind of a home improvement project going on, we invite you to call us during the open hour at 9 o'clock and let us put our experience of remodeling together for you. We've remodeled virtually every town in Arizona. So regardless where you are or what you're doing, we can probably kind of talk you through the tricks of the trade and the tips and actually talk brand names of tools to use and products to use that we've had great success with over our 40 years of being here building and remodeling. That's at 9 o'clock. And 10 o'clock, we're going to pick up a topic of disclosures. And it's particularly interesting to talk to my son-in-law, who's a home inspector, as well as our Rosie Certified Inspector down in Tucson, Dave, and just hear about the things they find when they're out there doing home inspections and what people try to hide when they've got the house listed. And I'll tell you, it just isn't carrying any muster anymore. And it hasn't for a few years. But it is particularly important for those of you that are in the home buying mode to be aware of what does and doesn't need to be disclosed. And then I can always get on my soapbox about all these real estate flippers that have invaded the real estate market in Arizona the last 7 or 8 years. And I can't shout it loud enough. Buyer beware, buyer beware, buyer beware. Because so many of these properties were improved by unlicensed contractors, unlicensed handymen.
No permits.
No permits, no plans.
Cheap products ordered online.
Oh, talk about throwing lipstick on a pig. I'll tell you what. You have to be very, very careful if you're buying a flipped home. I'm not saying they were all done that way, but I'm telling you there were enough done that way that it leaves a little bit of a black eye on the community and on the industry as a whole. So be careful. The environment out there in real estate is switching from buyer beware to seller beware, because there are buyers now that have the determination of holding sellers accountable for undisclosed problems. And of all, we visited with several real estate professionals in putting this topic together, and they all admitted to the same thing, that 90% of the litigation around residential real estate has to do with the fact that something wasn't disclosed. So avoid the grief. Avoid the trouble. Be free with your information about disclosing. And we'll talk about more of that in the 10 o'clock hour as well, taking a lot of our questions we take over the internet all week long.
Getting a project started is a pain. By the time you get the drawings and the permits and all that stuff, I understand why people bypass that, but it's going to bite you on the end if you don't. It's
around my house, the project starting is easy. It's the finishing.
The number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.